to know that the festival is happening, not this weekend, but next in downtown Fairhope. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Lori. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Oh, you're
yes,
welcome.
We are so excited. April 30th, May 1, May 2nd is our 69th Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival. So everybody needs to plan to come out. The weather so far, fingers crossed, is looking good. This is kind of an unusual time for us to have the festival. Normally we have it on the third weekend of every March, but as everybody knows, we got a little bump because of COVID. But everything is looking great and we are ready to go.
And there's not that many changes, but a few that you
there
might
are.
Want to make note
yep,
of.
There are. We made a decision as a festival and foundation to kind of pull back on the festival a little bit because of the COVID concerns. So we decided to invite artists to the festival that are from the great state of Alabama. So in doing so, we decided to have our booths spread out, I guess you could say, throughout the festival. The same footprint, but it is going to look different. So I want everybody to be prepared for that. It's going to look great, but instead of having like two or four booths backed up to each other, we're going to have single booths 15 feet apart throughout the festival. So that will be a big change. So I need people to kind of be prepared for that.
That's going to, though, but help spread out the folks.
Correct.
and encourage the social distancing. You're going to have some sanitation stations as well.
That is correct. So those are going to be all over the place. And we have decided not to have an entertainment stage because we're trying to avoid the gathering. So we can keep people moving.
But is there still some entertainment?
Yeah. We've got people that will be there to entertain at different locations throughout the festival at different times throughout the 3 days. We've got Rebecca Berry, one of our local favorites, and mm-hmm. she'll be around. And just to keep things moving, we're trying to avoid just the gathering that an entertainment stage would bring.
I see.
So also the children's tent, usually we have hands-on children's activities and artwork. Those are going to be grab and go this year. So CARE, Coastal Alabama Real Estate, Stephen over there does an amazing job with the children's tent, and he's got some very special grab and go things for the kiddos, and we encourage them to stop by and grab those treats.
And that's on South Church Street.
That is on South Church. So that is going to be towards the K-1 Center. We moved that a couple of years ago for the safety, and we just thought it was a better fit near the park and near the K-1 Center for the kids. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit more shade back there.
And the kids' art tent will be open from 10 to 4 each day. The festival is 10 to 5 and still free. I think
that's absolutely free.
That's an
yes.
awesome thing.
This is absolutely for our neighbors and friends and for everybody in Fairhope to come out and enjoy and really support our local merchants and to support our Alabama artists. So this is your chance. Come out and do it.
And you've got a parking shuttle available.
That is correct.
Which really helps with the parking. And I'm impressed with your website, fairhopeartsandcraftsfestival.com, or just Google Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival. You do have some very helpful parking information for those not familiar, including some schools and church parking lots that are available.
Correct.
And the shuttle. Tell us about
the shuttle. So the shuttle this year is going to be next to the rec center where everybody knows it as a swimming pool. It's $5 for a round trip, so you're good to go there. We encourage, to parking around downtown Fairhope, as everybody knows, is challenging on a good day. So especially with the festival, we do encourage, if you're going to try to find parking down here, carpool. We have different locations on our website that you can check out with helpful hints on the parking. You can come by bike. We have a bike valet in front of the library, so you can come that way. And of course, you can walk if you're fortunate enough to be able to
That's
walk.
That's right. Now, the Baldwin County Trailblazers I had on recently, because they've got that Chalk the Walk event Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They said they're like hosting the valet bike parking,
yes,
so they'll kind of watch over your bike.
That's
for
correct.
You.
So it will be safe and secure and all that good stuff. And we're so proud to have the partners that we do within
that's
the
nice.
Community.
Okay. And do we have a high school art competition again this year? It's been fun in the past to actually meet some of those
yes,
artists.
Yes, we do. And unfortunately, because of COVID, we are not hosting an awards dinner/banquet at the Civic Center this year. Normally we have that on Friday evenings.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we still are participating with the Fairhope local feeder band of the high schools, and also high schools outside of our feeder band here in Fairhope. So we are very strong advocates of the arts.
What else would you like us to know about the festival itself that is not this weekend but next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, April 30th through May 2nd? What else would you like us to know?
I just strongly, strongly encourage everybody to come out, support our local merchants that have been hit hard by COVID, support our artists. These folks, they live and breathe art, and going around to the different festivals, and they have truly been hurt. I mean, just come out, enjoy, find a trinket or two, or just say thank you to the artist. Show them some love, some Fairhope love, what we are known for, and compassion, and everything that everybody has been going through. And we hope everybody enjoys the festival. Again, it's going to look a little different, so I want everybody to be prepared for that. Sherry Sullivan is our chair this year, and Vicki Cook is our co-chair. Two fabulous, iconic, strong women in this community.
Yes,
indeed. If you see them walking around, give them a high five or a fist bump or an elbow bump and tell them thank you. I think a lot of people just don't understand what it takes to put this festival on, and we have 100 or so volunteers that are mainstays of this festival through the years. And if you see one of them with a volunteer lanyard around their neck, just say thank you. We do this out of the kindness and love of our hearts. No paid workers in this festival. We are all volunteers, and we strongly encourage everybody to come out and support us and show us some love.
and these volunteers and the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival Foundation mm-hmm. actually give back to the community more than just by putting on this festival.
That
Tell us about
exactly
that.
Right. That is exactly right. So the foundation, obviously we support the festival, and whatever proceeds we make from the festival, we give back. We keep a little seed funds for the following festival, but every bit of it goes back to this community. We support the arts. We support children. We give every bit of it back. So, in my mind, it's a win-win. There's no going wrong with supporting this festival.
And tell us, before we wrap this up, about the artist, the official artist for the festival. Her piece is on the cover of the magazine that has been distributed through Gulf Coast Newspapers.
Yes.
You'll have it on hand at the welcome booth. I presume there will be another welcome
That's
booth.
That's correct. So
information
we're information.
Yes.
Yeah, we
yes.
call it the information booth. And yes, we will have these. Judy Oxford, another strong, iconic woman here in Fairhope, did a beautiful rendition for Sherry Sullivan. Sherry picked this artist and picked this artwork to feature it for the festival. It is in the shape of the state of Alabama with our flower, and it shows the pier. It's just a beautiful
gorgeous
rendition.
Sunset.
Oh, gorgeous.
You can see the Spanish moss
yes,
hanging from the trees.
It's absolutely beautiful. And what people don't know about Judy is her mom used to be part of the festival and a chair for the festival.
Oh.
So it is a generational artist that has been chosen, and her and Sherry just did a beautiful job. And the booklets that you'll see, I think they were in the newspapers this morning, as Lori told me. So be sure and check those out. It has a listing of all of our artists in there as well, and some very important information about the festival itself, or go to the website. We have almost 100 artists this year, and again, typically we have over 200, so that shows you how we've pulled back
mm-hmm.
for safety concerns due to COVID. But like I said, you can come out and find a little bit of everything. It's a great mix. The artists are very, very excited, and they will be converging upon downtown Fairhope on Thursday evening. We have load in starting at between 5 and 6 o'clock.
Not this Thursday. Right?
Yep, but
That's
next Thursday.
Fun to
it
watch.
Is so fun to watch. I love it. It's like
just move your car first.
Oh please. Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Please, please, please. If you are downtown Thursday afternoon, next Thursday afternoon, please look for the no parking signs after a certain time. The very last thing we want to do is tow a car, but we have no choice. So please, please, I've gone throughout the years and gone from business to business yelling, if your car's out here, please move it, because we really don't want to tow. But just be mindful of those signs that are out and about on Fairhope next Thursday.
Okay, thank you. And the festival map, the footprint is about the same, you
yep,
said?
It is the same. The only spot that is not the same is normally we have booths down Johnson. which is between Dr. Music and the old PNC building, but we do not this year because of the pullback. That is our bus drop off at the end of that street. Mm-hmm. So you'll just be dropped at the end by the college, and then you just walk down Johnson and you'll be in the heart of the festival. So
right. Okay.
Be aware of that.
It looks like a few booths will be on our end of North Church here. So we're broadcasting live, and we encourage folks to tune in Friday and Saturday for that. And thank you to your employer, M&M Bank, for
sponsoring
our broadcast.
Thank you.
Will the parking garage for the city be open and one of the entrances be open from Church Street?
That is correct. So we do have six booths right here at beside Fairhope Hardware. An Old Bay Mercantile. We bring them down, but we don't bring them down far enough to block the entrance into the parking garage. So you can still get into the parking garage on either side of the Little Whiskey Christmas Club, if everybody's familiar with that. But
from
absolutely.
North Church, where we are, as well as over. You can't get to it from Section, so it's only going to be North
That's
Church.
That's correct. Okay. But that will be open, and we strongly encourage people. And, you know, go to the top if you have to, but there will be parking in that garage.
Okay, very good. We are so looking forward to the festival, and the information booth, to revert back just a second, is still going to be
right there by the clock
corner.
Yep,
okay.
The clock corner, and the big, you can't miss it, the white round or shaped build, or you know, spot. And we will have the books there, those ladies
T-shirts
and men,
and
yep, they'll all be there. Well, our
posters.
Sales booth is going to be just right there beside the information booth, close to Fairhope Pharmacy and GG&J. So that's our sales booth. The T-shirts are beautiful. They've got this feature art on it, so be sure and stop by and see our great volunteers there to get you one.
It's gorgeous. We're so looking forward to it. I think it's just what the doctor ordered
I think
for us
so.
To,
I think
to
everybody,
feel some sense of normalcy
some
again.
Some sense of normalcy. So come out.
The 69th Annual Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival. Not this week, but next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, April 30th, May 1st and 2nd, 10 to 5 from downtown Fairhope. Admission still free. And we've been speaking with Jody Keating, the festival committee and foundation on the board. Thank you so much, Jody.
Thank you, Lori.
If you missed part of this or you want to tell a friend and listen later, we will have it posted usually by lunchtime at WABF1480.com. WABF1480.com.